Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Before we get to a weekday update, let's quickly hit this because it's going to impact the prank that we do later, guys. 2 hours from now, we have a prank, Bacon and Bronson. This is a clip that made its way around the internet. You're going to enjoy, I believe it's 17 seconds. Does that sound right, Shippy?
It is.
This is a full, undoctored 17-second analysis. This is Mike Francesa's full analysis of the Portland Trail Blazers Denver Nuggets series. It's going to Game 7. Here he is as he's talking NBA playoffs. Here's his full analysis of that series.
But how about and the Nuggets and the Blazers? They're both doing this. You know, they're playing hard.
What?
They're doing a good job. Both are going to give you everything they have. No issue there.
There you go, guys.
That's it.
That's the king of New York right there.
No issue, huh?
By the way, New York, one of the greatest basketball towns in the world. That's the gold Francesa's delivering.
Why didn't he just say, I haven't watched?
He always is just looking at his phone.
Yeah. I don't think
that guy's a guy texting him.
I think it's possible that he doesn't realize he's still on the air.
Or that isn't he syndicated too, like on TV, so people can see what he's doing while he sounds like an idiot?
And I mean, they're playing hard.
Dude. So anyway, so Ben,
they're trying their best.
What is hard?
So do remember that at 5:40 is you'll hear Ben work that magic into our prank of Bacon and Bronson as we prank the blogger from the Denver Stiffs. But
it's
right
so
now,
tense, everyone. It's so tense.
It's time for this.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thank you very much, Steve. We will start with another clip of audio. Found this the other day. A guy is along with a female, but they're doing a news report. This is in the Northeast area as well. They're doing a news report on a dog that was lost out to sea.
They're doing a good job.
Okay. And what he meant to say was, hey, it's a doggy pal. So, yeah, here's the clip.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy paddle. He was found swimming 135 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I know. There's no way around it. So workers first spotted the dog last Friday swimming towards the platform. The crew was able to get a rope around his neck and pull him up. They believe he fell off a fishing trawler. He's now in good shape and on dry land with an animal protection group. One I'm sure I'll be working with very soon.
Oh, he handled it like a champ.
What about her giggling it up?
That's amazing. Can you describe what those people look like?
They were fine.
There's no way around it.
Like, they were fine. She derailed it because she couldn't continue talking. Can I describe what they look like?
Just age and fitness.
50. 45 to 50.
Yeah.
Both African-American.
Doggy stop.
Actually, this guy kind of looks like Jordan Peele.
Okay.
Keegan-Michael Peele. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Keegan-Michael Peele.
Keegan.
Did he get Ron Burgundy'd?
What's his name?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because what was he about to say?
Doggy pound?
Doggy stop. Doggy paddle, excuse me.
I thought he said doggy paddle. Because it's a swim thing.
Watching this little doggy paddle is what it was supposed to say?
He said give new meaning to the term, and I think it was doggy paddle, but he said doggy.
Just pick it up from the top real quick.
It's like the style of swimming, the dog paddle.
Dog paddle, okay. Yeah.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy stop, doggy paddle. Excuse me. He was found swimming 135 miles off the shore.
Listen to her, though. She ruins it. He's fine.
I think she made
he
it
He gets
better.
Through it. She ruins it. Watch.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy stop, doggy paddle. Excuse me. He was found swimming 135 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I don't know. I know. There's no way around it.
Yes!
So, workers first.
He quoted too tall.
He did quote too
tall. There's no way around it.
There's no way around it.
So, she started cracking up because she almost said there's no way around.
There's no way around it.
She couldn't get over the fact that he stopped himself from saying new meaning to the term doggy style. But then, what did she say when she started? Because she got tripped up when she got to dog.
All right, let's see. Workers first spotted the dog.
So yeah, she's thinking workers first spotted the doggy style. And she got tripped up.
Pearl standing on the shore. Pointing. Hey, what are they doing over there?
So that was a shout out to that news station.
Doggy stop.
Jeopardy is a big deal, guys, now with James Holzhauer. Okay, James Holzhauer has now pushed his winning streak to 20. He'll be going for 21 on May 20th.
That's a month of winning right there.
So here's what they've done. Now, Judge Judy had been winning the ratings in syndicated television, which comes on while we're at work, so we don't really ever watch it or anything. Mm-hmm. But now it has grown by 12% in households each week and 27% up from where they were last year, all because this guy is on a streak. Now, they've allowed the teachers, they do the whole teacher week for 2 weeks. Jeopardy teachers, go get it. So he's back on May 20th to continue the streak. But Jeopardy's sitting there celebrating, going, you know what? It looked down for us for a minute. Our host has cancer. And wait, look at our ratings go, though. Thank you, James Holzhauer.
I bet it's a combination of James Holzhauer and Alex Trebek, you know, making that announcement. I bet those things combine to have a surge in ratings.
Yeah,
kind of like when we were talking about the Mavericks. There's a lot of people watching Luka and a lot of people watching Dirk for the last time. It's a combination of renewed interest for those reasons.
Right, and if you think about it, it's the whole reason Endgame did well is because it was the end of an era. Mm-hmm. I know they have more coming, but the same thing with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
More people watching it because it's been announced it's the end. There's certainly a scary aspect of that. You don't know how long you're going to be able to watch this guy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
By the way, I was just sitting here thinking about syndicated television. I have a new bet payoff for the next time we have a bet going.
Okay.
Whoever loses has to live tweet a full week of the Wendy Williams show.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing I would rather not do.
Yeah, I think same for me.
I mean, dude.
And that show's brutal, man. And I've seen it before.
Yeah. There's two special things about that show, and that's it.
What would that be, Ben?
I'm sorry?
You think some of the content or?
I think that it's very productive and it's entertaining.
Man, so it's on in my house every
morning.
Ski
slopes.
What do you mean?
Huh? Because there's some snow up north and skiing is really good. Weren't you talking about a snowing in a baseball game?
Yeah. Yesterday, our buddy Dutch Evan had to pitch in the snow and got lit up in Colorado because of it.
I didn't realize I said that out loud. I was thinking about vacationing in the snow.
I know you were. So there's the real special thing.
Jugs. Rockies?
Hold on, Anupama. The real shocking thing or amazing thing to notice next time you are forced to watch the Wendy Williams show, because one of us will lose a bet at some point.
Forced.
It's always on in my house, dude.
What?
Why?
You're going to have to ask my wife.
Just turn it. Turn the channel.
Wait, nope, not. No. You got to watch that, but you can't watch Game of Thrones.
I mean, man, this that's a
I don't understand.
Point.
She watches a lot of TV on her own, yet you can only watch shows you watch with her.
Well,
why don't you go out on your own and watch some of your own shows? She's watching her own shows.
I do. I watch NBA basketball from 7:30 when we get home until midnight.
Yeah.
And during the playoffs, it's brutal.
You should be able to get some shock therapy for that.
No, I want that. But I will have some time coming up.
Pants.
Conference finals coming up. But watch the way she talks, and then watch the people just fighting to get the reaction shot as the camera cuts to the crowd. I mean, it is.
What do you mean?
Like, they're her lap dogs that are all sitting there in front of her.
Lap dogs?
Oh, they're all lap dogs. Mm-hmm. She doesn't matter what she says.
Oh.
They're in complete agreement, and it's almost like the way she says things will dictate to them how to react.
I'd be amazing. Her lap dog.
What would you do in her lap?
I'm just saying, I support what she does.
Doesn't she have lupus?
Fantastic at it.
No.
You're giving new meaning to the term doggy style. Lap doggy style.
Yeah, because it's like dog paddling.
Yep.
Yep. Kevin? Did you just ask if she uses loofahs?
No, I said, doesn't she have lupus?
Oh.
Oh.
Did,
I like your question better.
Yeah.
Both fair, though.
And she's great.
Need investigation.
It's a high-quality show.
No, it's not, and she's not great. It's a terrible show.
A woman, did you guys hear about the woman that tried to trespass on the CIA grounds?
Oh, yes, I did hear about this.
Miss Jennifer Hernandez, she's 58. Now, she had applied for the job, and she claimed that she was going to go meet with the recruiter. Okay, and this is up in Virginia. So she had applied for a job. Now she gets stopped by security because she just tried to go through the main vehicle entrance. She tried to go through. She gets stopped. Well, her story didn't check out. She actually asked when she was stopped if she could speak with Agent Weenus. And you can substitute that W for a P if this was Wheel of Fortune.
Wow. Did it, and that's a Weenus? Tough. That's a tough name for that agent to have.
What a weird thing to do, right? Hey, I'm looking for like, are you like, what? Why did you need to see that agent?
If you're going
to
meet with Harry, you got to go through the security checkpoint in the front and ask for him there, lady.
I wonder if she goes to see Dr. Hung.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
From the story that we did.
Just see the guy, the story of the guy that modified his Roomba?
No.
No.
So this guy, he is he's kind of a science nerd kid.
What'd he do, Kevin?
So he's got a Roomba, and he's programmed it somehow, so when it bumps into something,
oh, I did see
it screams out obscenities. So the Roomba's vacuuming or whatever, and then it hits the wall and goes,
that mother.
What if it was Gator's voice on that Roomba?
Okay,
y'all both. Go ahead and get the out.
Oh my god!
I'll let that thing clean my house.
Can we get your mom to come back up here and record some new stuff?
Yeah,
that's incredible.
It is good. You know, somewhere
Set
we have
her on for a segment. See what's going on,
dude. Somewhere we have her reading the passages from the 50 Shades of Grey. Remember that?
My god, you better believe I remember it.
You still using?
I've got
that?
It at home.
What are you doing with it?
Last story, guys, in Arizona.
Honey, let me put this on.
I use it for massage music.
Music.
You ran it through a auto-tune? Sounds like a Kanye record of my mom reading 50 Shades of Grey.
What are we listening to? Don't worry about it.
Just keep doing
He's
that.
A black angel.
I need this.
Oh, my God. You're just the yummiest thing I've ever seen. Oh,
it is Mother's Day. We need to get my mom on. Say some crazy crap. Love you, Mom.
Me too. You know what?
Sunday.
Me three.
Let's do the right thing here, guys. Let's do the right thing.
What? Do a spot?
Apologize to everyone?
No, not yet.
All right. Coming up next, we'll do a spot. Then after that, there will be a full stop set of spots.